You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Tiffany Hansen. Reports of forcible rape in New York City have surged since the height of the COVID-19 pandemic, and advocates worry the NYPD isn't equipped to handle the influx of cases. This spike comes as the feds are looking into allegations that the NYPD unit that investigates these crimes is not taking the reports seriously. WNYC's public safety reporter Samantha Max is here to tell us more. Hi, Sam.
Hi, Tiffany.
All right, so the new data from the mayor's office shows there's been an increase in forcible rapes this past fiscal year, which ended in June. So any idea why we're seeing this big jump?
It's partially due to a major drop-off in reports at the beginning of the pandemic, both here in New York City and nationwide. Some people were afraid to report during the pandemic because they might have been quarantining with the person who actually harmed them, or they didn't feel comfortable going to report in person because they worried they might get sick. But the world has mostly opened back up and people are socializing again. They might be less concerned about getting COVID at a police precinct. The NYPD also noted that it's been making more of an effort in recent years to help survivors feel comfortable reporting these crimes. So we've actually seen reports exceed pre-pandemic levels in the last fiscal year, with about 1,600 reports of forcible rape between July of 2021 and June of 2022. And it's important to note that that number is likely an undercount, given that sex crimes are chronically underreported.
So you mentioned this report from the mayor's office is causing advocates to worry about training that the NYPD receives for victims of sexual assault. What do we know from the report? What does it say about this training?
So we know that trauma-informed training for sexual assault investigations, the number of hours spent on it by the NYPD decreased by 89% the last fiscal year. So first, to just kind of break down what this training is, sexual assaults are traumatic, and many survivors struggle with the effects of that trauma. The tactics that police typically use to solve crimes, you know, asking lots of questions, those tactics don't really match up with how survivors respond to trauma. Some police departments, including the NYPD, are starting to train their officers to approach these investigations to make survivors feel more comfortable and to make sure that they can actually figure out what happened instead of re-traumatizing survivors.
So did the NYPD give you any explanation why during this last fiscal year there was less of this training?
They told me that the drop-off last year was due to a big increase in training the year before. They said the most intensive training for investigations in their unit that deals with sex crimes actually comes when new people are joining the unit. That's when they go through an 18-day training, which includes these courses on trauma. The investigators who joined in the early days of the pandemic weren't able to get that training. COVID kind of got in the way. So the NYPD made up for that backlog in the last fiscal year. So they're really saying that it was actually a spike in training, and now it's just kind of normalizing again. But the hours that the department has spent on this training has really fluctuated in recent years, with more than 6,300 hours spent on it in fiscal year 2021 and supposedly none in 2019. So it's really hard to know exactly how this training is going down.
So how does the Department of Justice investigation fit into this?
The DOJ is conducting what's called a pattern and practice investigation. They're essentially looking into whether there's a widespread culture of gender bias within the unit. When the DOJ announced their investigation, they said that they had received complaints dating back more than a decade that NYPD investigators were failing survivors.
So have you talked to some of these survivors?
I have. I've talked to multiple survivors who have told me that investigators just weren't taking the basic steps they were supposed to be taking to investigate their cases, that they were making them feel shamed or like it was their fault what had happened to them, that they were re-traumatizing them, not taking them seriously. And given that so many survivors are hesitant to report their assaults in the first place, allegations like these can really have a chilling effect.
So what does the NYPD say both to these victims and also to the Department of Justice in terms of this ongoing investigation? What do they have to say about that?
They say that they take allegations of sexual assault very seriously, that they're taking steps to improve how they do things. And they say that they welcome the investigation with the DOJ and that they're fully cooperating. They also told me that they're trying to take more of a victim-centered approach that will really let survivors set the pace for how they want their investigation to go.
Sam, thanks so much for staying on top of this for us.
Thanks, Tiffany.
Samantha Max covers public safety for WNYC. You can read her full story right now over at Gothamist.com.